All boys and young men, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, should get the HPV vaccine. This vaccine has been controversial, especially lately. In 2006, the CDC made the original recommendation that the vaccine should be given to all young girls. HPV is the most commonly transmitted sexually transmitted disease. It's estimated that somewhere between 75 and 80% of everyone in the U.S. will get it at some point in their lives. But the reason that these recommendations for vaccine cause such a stir is not because of the commonness of this disease, but because they're recommending that children as young as 11 years old get it. And again, we're talking about a sexually transmitted disease. Joining us now, Dr. William Schaffner. He's a non-voting member of the advisory committee that gave this recommendation to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, we're going to set aside why the controversy over the vaccine itself, but let's just talk about why the expanded recommendation. And is it the same for boys as for girls, i.e., is a boy as young as 11 years old, should a boy that young also get this vaccine?
That's the new recommendation. And, of course, the reason is that this is an anti-cancer vaccine. And cancer is not only in girls, the cervical cancer prevention, but in boys also, penile and anal cancers. And in both boys and girls, men and women, that is, cancers of the head and neck, which are also caused by the same viruses. So this is a great advance in public and personal health.
But is it also, I mean, some of the problems with the vaccine itself is that this is a sexually transmitted disease, and by giving it to someone as young as 11 years old, you're telling parents that they have to be prepared for their kids to be sexually active at 11?
Well, it's an anti-cancer vaccine caused by a virus that is indeed transmitted sexually, but the emphasis should be on its being an anti-cancer vaccine. The reason it's recommended starting at age 11 is obviously that we would want to first give the vaccine before there's any exposure. And we all know that exposures start for many, many young people in high school. And number two is it's a very convenient time because that's a time when kids are going to their pediatricians and family doctors already and getting all their vaccines reviewed.
So this would, you think, should just be added to the pantheon of vaccines that kids get during a well-child visit?
Exactly, and that's what the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians also agree to.
We're speaking with Dr. William Schaffner. He's the chairman of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, also a non-voting member of this advisory committee that gave its recommendation to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So, Doctor, let's talk about the vaccine itself and its efficacy. Mm-hmm. HPV causes cancer 100% of the time?
Oh, no, not 100% of the time, of course, because as you said in your lead-in, something up to 80% of people will be exposed. In many people, obviously, cancer does not occur, but cancer can't occur unless this virus is present. And if you eliminate the presence of the virus, if you prevent that, then downstream you'll prevent the cancers that do occur. But we can't pick out in advance who's going to get the cancers, so we vaccinate everybody. It's what we do with measles and polio. We vaccinate everyone in order to make sure that we're all protected.
And then the vaccine is 100% effective?
Virtually so. It's one of our most effective vaccines, and also it's remarkably safe.
Well, you say remarkably safe, but what are the are there dangers associated with this HPV vaccine, especially in young kids?
Yeah, let me tell you. First of all, they're actually pretty trivial. Number one is it is an ouchy vaccine. When you get it, it does sting, and that puts some little kids off. You can imagine that, but they get over that in a day. And then the other thing is you have to make sure that they're sitting down and you watch them for 15 minutes because no matter what kind of injection they get, young adolescents sometimes keel over and have a faint. So you just have to watch them.
And
every pediatrician and family doctor knows that.
With just about everything. Dr. William Schaffner is the chairman of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine and was part of the advisory committee that made this recommendation for the Centers for Disease Disease Control and Prevention. We're talking about the HPV vaccine. HPV, of course, a virus which is the most common sexually transmitted disease and can cause cancer. And the new recommendation is that it be given, this vaccine be given not only to young girls, but to young boys as well. Why boys?
Why boys? Because, first of all, they get cancers that are preventable. Also, those cancers of the head and neck and the cancers of the penis and the anus. And also, because this is an infection that goes back and forth. So if you prevent it in both, you will reduce the risk for both boys and girls. And pediatricians say, now that we can give it to both, it will be easier to give and will be more acceptable to parents.
Although, I mean, doctor, I'm sure this must be frustrating to you, but you're talking about a vaccine for a disease which deals with sex. And in this particular case, especially with this recommendation for boys, you're dealing with one in which the recommendation also includes mention of homosexual sex. And that's going to cause emotions and perhaps rhetoric which may dull this message you seem to have, this very simple message.
Well, We'd like to present this message for the prevention of disease in both boys and girls. And you mentioned people who will become men who have sex with men. And that's true. If you vaccinate only the girls, we won't be able to prevent the cancers that occur in those boys who grow up to have sex with each other. So that's another reason. It's a reason of equity, and it's a reason of good public health to immunize both boys and girls.
Doctor, do you have children of your own? Do you have children of your own?
Oh, I have children, but now more importantly, I have grandchildren. And my granddaughter's already received the first dose, and when the boy grows up a little bit more, he's going to get vaccinated also.
Okay, Dr. William Schaffner, Chairman of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine and non-voting member, is on the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Doctor, thanks so much.
Very good, Celeste. Good to be with you.
The new recommendation recommends that not only girls, but young men as well, as young as 11 years old, get the HPV vaccine.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.